more appropriate way to bring in Baynard Woods, the senior editor of the Baltimore City Paper, than Charlie Parker. Baynard, how are you?
Hey, I appreciate the compliment. I'm not sure my favorite song, so thanks.
There you go. There you go, man. So tell me what's happening. You know, this is a terrible week because I didn't pick up my copy of the city paper, so I didn't get the insert this last week. I don't know what happened to my brain for all those new restaurants. I'm really upset with myself.
Well, they've gathered around at various restaurants, coffee shops, hotels. Stays out, so I think you can grab that. And you know, I'm especially proud of this issue because you've done something we haven't been able to do in years and years and years. We have a almost 10,000 word feature this week on an oral history of Video American, which closes this week. And really looking, talking at everyone from John Waters, who talks about getting porn there, to Eric Allen Hatch, who went on to work at the Maryland Film Fest, and how so many people were educated by about film and what a role a video store like that can play in developing aesthetics and film communities. And Jen Ladd did this piece, and it really is a piece I'm extraordinarily proud of, that she was able to just be so ambitious and go so deep and really long on it and do the definitive story on this really institution that we're losing.
You know, it is a really critical institution in our community, what it did. I spent years there just always browsing and finding films you'd find nowhere else. And the conversations you would get into with people about film in that store. And the people who ran, started, and worked in that store understood film. They could really, really understood it and taught you as you were browsing.
Yeah, in a way that something like Netflix just can't, convenient as it is, it just can't do that. It makes its recommendations, but it's not a real person that you talk to, and you know, you can then pre-associate and go from this to that, and you find some great film by accident.
Well, I can't wait to read that one. Read that one. Perhaps we should do a show with some of them, and as we remember Video American, I think it would be a thing for us to do, because it was a central piece of this entire community of Baltimore, I think.
Yeah, it really is, and you know, who knows what we'll be able to do without it. It really is a tremendous loss. And speaking of films, there's over at the BMA, in the Black Box, they just opened a really spectacular show with Camille Henrot, a French artist, who's really getting a lot of, sort of blowing up, was on the cover of Art Forum, won an award at the Venice Biennale, and they have this spectacular film where she got a grant to spend several months in the Smithsonian, and specifically in the Natural History Museum, filming. And so she made this really interesting movie dealing with classification. And all of the visual elements deal with how we classify things and want to know as humans, whereas all of the verbal stuff is spoken word versions of creation myths. And so it puts these two areas of science and myth right slamming up against each other in the film and a really spectacular way.
And is that when is that running?
So it's up through June at the BMA in the Black Box in the little film room they have there in the Contemporary Wing. Uh-huh. And another one of her films called Psychopomp, based on the Frankenstein story at MICA last weekend. And then this one's called Gross Fatigue, and it is, it's been there for, it'll be there through June.
And talking of films, you have another piece as well on the New African Films Festival, right?
Yeah, we sure do. And I mean, it's a good timing because Adichie has her last novel also comes out in paperback this week. But yeah, Half a Yellow Sun, Evan Serpik, our editor, ended up writing on that. He's interviewed her a couple times. She's Nigerian, but lives in Colombia.
Yeah, wonderful woman. So great writer.
Really spectacular writer. MacArthur Genius Grant winner. And so that festival is going to be featuring for the first time, certainly in Maryland and maybe in America, Half of a Yellow Sun, her second novel. And the film just sounds great. I really can't wait to see it. Thandi Newton, who was in 12 Years a Slave. She wasn't the one in 12 Years a Slave. She was in Crash. And then Chiwetel Ejiofor was in 12 Years a Slave, and just a great cast. So Evan said it's really a spectacular film.
Well, definitely want to see that. She should be coming on the show very shortly as well. I just think she's a marvelous human being and an incredible writer.
Yeah, she really, I mean, we're so lucky that she lives here.
Amen to that. So let me also ask you about, before we get out of here, there's a couple of things that you were writing about that you were putting together in this piece, right?
In this issue, yes. Yeah, so the art piece that I was talking about, the film, The Thing at the BMA, I wrote that piece. And then also on a short film called Better Living Through Chemistry.
That was it. Right.
And which is also quite an interesting movie, a sort of midlife crisis movie where a small-town pharmacist starts getting high on his own supply, and that really changes his life.
I would say it would.
But, you know, the other piece, if we have a second, that I'm really excited about this week is a book review of Leonardo Padura Fuentes' new novel, or the new translation, The Great Cuban Novelist, The Man Who Loved Dogs. And it's about the assassination of Trotsky. And it follows both Mercator, Trotsky's assassin, and Trotsky through the whole years of his exile. And as Mercator sort of tracks him and has Stalin as this big, deep background peasant and presence. And as we're looking at Putin's actions right now in Crimea and with you know, Pussy Riot in Russia and really cracking down, I think that it's not only a timely novel in Cuba, where Padura lives and wrote it, but a really timely novel for the sort of global community right now.
That I want to read. That sounds interesting. A Cuban
novel.
Yeah,
I think you'd really love it, Mark.
That sounds good. Bainer Woods, always great to talk to you, my friend. I'm in the middle of your novel now. Your wife gave me the other day, so I'm looking forward to finishing it. We'll talk about that later.
Okay, well, that sounds great. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Mark.
All right, take care. Bainer Woods, senior editor of the City Paper. Pick it up all over the city. Just open that thing and walk away with it. The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland State Education Association. From school funding to Common Core, you can learn about important issues affecting Maryland students, parents, and schools by visiting the Maryland State Education Association's website at MarylandEducators.org. That's one word, MarylandEducators.org. And we are going out with a little more Al Jarreau. It's his birthday today, born in 1940. Roof Garden, one of my favorite songs. Reminding you, the Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our intern is Alex Boston. You can podcast this show, find out information about our guests, the things we've been talking about. There'll be articles linking about Chakwe Lumumba on there and more by going to steinershow.org. You can also podcast and download our programs now on iTunes. And for Public Radio WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Stay tuned for me, Michelle Martin, and take care. Does anyone want to go dance on the top of the roof? On the town, sequence, keep it down. Climb those stairs, do that ball group in the air. Get the puppet. Does anyone want to go on St. Anthony?